All right, welcome to another episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. And hopefully you already listened to our most recent episode on the film Bloodshot, the new Vin Diesel action comic book movie that was pretty much the last movie to open in theaters before everything shut down, and one of the first movies to get released for rental immediately for $19.99 through the streaming services. So if you haven't yet, go check that out. What this is today is a special follow-up episode. Those of you who are fans of the show know that my dad is a big fan of these kinds of movies, and some people actually requested that I get him on the show to talk about it. And so that's exactly what we did. I got a little short interview with my dad talking about Bloodshot, talking about Vin Diesel, and mostly talking about the woman with the black hair in the movie. I still am not sure who he's talking about. This movie went in one eyeball out the other when I watched it, but hey, we got an extra 10 minutes of talking about Bloodshot. So let's jump into this conversation with my dad. And as a reminder, if you want to hear us get into all the puzzle pieces and all that stuff, make sure to go back to our most recent episode where we do break that down with guest Sean Malloy.
Okay, Dave.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've spoken to you.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to be talking about a certain movie.
Yes.
Right off the bat, I'm going to tell you that Vin Diesel was great in it.
Okay.
All right. What did you think?
What's the name of the movie?
I don't know. Gone with the Wind. Oh, yeah. Clark Gable was fantastic in that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But I'm right on money, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was the black-haired girl in the Vin Diesel movie?
I don't know the names of anyone in the movie except Guy Pearce and Vin Diesel.
Guy Pearce was in that?
Guy Pearce was the bad guy.
Oh.
Well, he was the, you know.
Now, let's get back to this movie we're supposed to talk about.
Yes.
What's the name of the movie?
It's called Bloodshot.
Bloodshot. Oh my God. That's the one with Vin Diesel.
That's the one with Vin Diesel.
I was saying that as a joke.
Uh-huh.
That's the movie that has the black-haired girl in it that I'm in love with. Who is she?
I don't know. If you're listening at home, write in and let us know.
Please, let us know. Forget the blonde. I mean, the black-haired girl. That's the one I like. She's going to be a star or whatever, you know.
So, were you going to see this in the theater before all the theaters closed?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And are you happy you were able to see it at home?
Like I usually do.
Yeah, you see most of these big action movies in the theater.
Am I happy that I've seen it at home?
Yeah.
No, I'm not happy at anything at home.
Good answer.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would go to see my wife's obituary, but I mean, you know, hi, son, how are you? Don't say it, you can't curse.
You can curse.
Anyway.
But where do you think this fits in as far as Vin Diesel movies are concerned with the Fast and the Furiouses and the Triple X and all that?
Okay. I don't think it fits in with the Fast and Furious or the Triple X. I think this is more of a futuric type thing.
Uh-huh.
The others are now, right? It's like most likely now.
Uh-huh.
So I would say no, it doesn't fit in.
Okay.
I think he did one movie a long time ago that also didn't fit in.
Riddick.
Okay, it could fit in with Riddick.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, but it doesn't fit in with this Fast and the Furious.
Do you think it's going to get a fan base like the Fast and Furious in those?
No.
No?
Because they're using too much of that future gimmicky stuff in it that I don't like.
Were you familiar with this comic book character? Did you know it's a comic book character?
No.
Yeah, this is a fairly major comic book. They were hoping this would do so good, it would launch a whole nother cinematic universe like Marvel and DC.
Well,
and
is there a way to gauge it on TV, or it just loses everything, loses
itself? It's not making any money, even if there was a way to gauge it. It's doing pretty bad,
so
thanks
words,
to the coronavirus.
A lot of the blockbusters that are coming to TV are totally losing money because of the fact that
$20 is a lot to rent a movie, but people don't want to see it enough, or it's just not.
No, it's not working. I don't know. Has there been any movie yet that did very well in box office? Except maybe, don't tell me, Scorsese.
That's the guy.
Okay, that's the guy.
Well, that doesn't make money. That's a little bit different. That's Netflix. Yeah, so we're back. We got cut off there. Battery died, but we're back on. So how'd you like the movie? You haven't said that yet.
Well, how can I not like it? If there's a woman in there that I really like, how can I not like the movie? No, the movie was good. I told you, I don't like this futuristic type stuff. Mm-hmm. That's why Blade Runners and stuff like that, some of it's great, some of it I just bypass totally.
Yeah.
I don't like futuristic stuff.
Well, did it remind you of any specific ones? Like we do our puzzle pieces on our show?
Blade Runner and stuff like that, yeah.
What about, because it is a comic book thing, what about any comic book movies?
Comic book movies, no, I'd most likely stay away from it. You know, I mean, not Lucas Cage and not Jessica Jones and not people like that, because that's in current day Harlem and this and that and everything else. I like that.
Yeah.
When you get into futuristic stuff, it's like, it feels like it's too made up, you know?
Are you a Vin Diesel fan?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure. I mean, I go to see all those movies. They're blockbusters. Doesn't hurt that The Rock's in them too, you know?
So you like The Rock better than Vin Diesel?
About equal, but I like Jason much better than both of them.
Jason Statham?
Yeah.
Would this have been better with Jason Statham in it?
Was he in it?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yes. No, it's still futuristic. I saw a movie yesterday called Redemption. Did you know that? Who were we just talking about?
Jason Statham?
He was in this movie called Redemption. I never saw it before. It's one of those 150 movies that I took to watch.
Yeah.
And it was excellent.
His room is just filled with DVDs from the store, just stacked up.
I just bought over 4,000 DVDs. And I decided to take home about 1,000. This was a week or two before the virus. So I'm glad I took them home. Otherwise, I'd really go stark crazy.
How are you enjoying being at home?
It has its moments, you know? Very few, but it has its moments.
Yeah. Mom, how are you doing over there?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, well.
Just feed them, that's all.
Hawk, I hear the voice from the sewers.
All right, Dad, well, thank you. And we will we'll see if something else comes straight to video that you're going to be able to watch and we'll be able to maybe talk about. Maybe we'll get Mom involved.
And remember, the girl with the black hair.
Yeah.
Let me know who that is and let me know what else she was in.
Let him know. He needs to find that out.
One more note. The movie with The Rock where everything is breaking down and everything.
Skyscraper?
No, it's the one that was California, San Andreas, right? Tell me who the wife and the daughter. What a team. I'd go see a movie with them in it. Forget The Rock.
Come on, everybody. Hi, this is Wax Trax Records here on 2909 South Decatur. We buy all your old 45s, your old albums, any type of music memorabilia. Also, we sell music memorabilia, albums, CDs, and a lot. Come on down to Wax Trax, 2909 South Decatur, or give me a call at 702-362-4300. Thank you very much.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that conversation with my dad. Totally ridiculous little side thing here. Not what we normally do on the show, but I always love having my parents on whenever possible. And of course, I just played that Wax Trax advertisement. We are, of course, closed, as all non-essential businesses in Nevada and most states are. But, you know, just figured I'd give a shout out to the store. So we, of course, are on all the major podcast apps. So we would appreciate it if you subscribe to Piecing It Together wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can, of course, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser, and now on Podcast Addict as well. So go ahead and do that. Follow us on social media at Piecing Pod and join the Facebook group Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces. So that does it for today. I guess I will close out with a piece of music for you guys. Let's play a classic piece. Something, let's go back. Let's go back to my first album, Echoes in the Dark, and play a track. Let's play Inside of Us All. This is a good one. So I always love this track. Let's play Inside of Us All, and we'll be back with more regular episodes of Piecing It Together coming up real soon.
and all points west.